This is one of the largest crackdowns on illicit pharmaceuticals. 769 suspects were arrested. And this is one of the largest ever global operation against human trafficking and migrant smuggling. Over 3,200 potential victims were rescued. In both operations, over 100 countries were involved in a coordinated effort. So is it really necessary to have so many countries involved? Given the nature of crimes today, yes. Because anyone, including you, could be the next target of a criminal from the other side of the globe.
There's no such thing as a local crime anymore. If you're on Orchard Road and you're a victim of pickpocketing, or for that matter, on Oxford Street or Champs-Élysées, within minutes, your sensitive information may already be on the other side of the globe and you'll be victim of a fraud.
Cybercrime is difficult to investigate because it's so transnational. I mean, it crosses multiple borders. You can have the crime occur in one country. The victims will be located across the globe. You will have the criminals perhaps located in another country, and then the infrastructure that the criminals use located in, a fourth country.
Much of the coordination across enforcement agencies is facilitated by the International Criminal Police Organization, or Interpol. And right here in Singapore is one of its three global complexes. Interpol says this complex will expand and become central to future global crime-fighting operations and capacity building. But how are they planning to do it? This is their innovation center, and this place is like a scene out of a James Bond movie. Experts are building high-tech tools to track criminals and deploying drones that recreate crime scenes without disturbing vital evidence. But why did Interpol choose to focus its expansion in Singapore? Well, Singapore is more accessible to other parts of the globe. There are also strong local partners that help to boost Interpol's capabilities like GovTech, HTX, NTU, and the Singapore Police. Also, cybercrime and cross-border drug trafficking is surging in the Asia-Pacific region, and expanding the Singapore complex makes sense.